I'd like now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Janet Davidson. She's director and producer of the play Good People, which opens at Santa Fe Performing Arts, also known as the Armory for the Arts, this weekend and runs 2 weekends. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
And we're joined by actors Debriana Mancini and Alicia Downing. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you.
So this play, Good People, is by award-winning, amazing playwright David Lindsay Abaire. And it's a play about class and class tensions. It's the kind of tension between a successful doctor who made it out of his blue-collar neighborhood in South Boston and a woman he dated in high school who's had a pretty rough time of it and did not ever make it out of the neighborhood, played by Debriana. How did you choose this play?
Oh, boy. I had read Rabbit Hole, and that's David Lindsay Abaire won the Pulitzer for Rabbit Hole. And so when I saw that this play was the most produced play in America for the 2012-13 season, I had to read it. And the minute it opened up, it really became very, very personal. My grandmother's name is Margaret, and Margaret is the lead in the show. And my father's real name is Dylan, which is the male lead in the show.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And when I saw those two, and they have Irish background, and my father was illegitimate, which a lot of this play centers around an illegitimate baby that Margaret has, just like my grandmother. And my father's life was ruined because of the way he was treated and my grandmother was treated in those days for having an illegitimate child. And it just had to keep reading, and then I had to do the show.
It's a show with really amazing dialogue. It's the kind of play where you're watching it and you're just like cringing in the audience saying, no, one of you please shut up now.
I know it is.
You should see what the director thinks.
But it centers around this character, Margaret. Could you, Debriana, describe this character a little bit?
Yeah, I love her. She's a scrapper. She's a real survivor. She's had a lot of hardship in her life, and she rises above it, not always gracefully, but she definitely rises above the dysfunction, the things that lower class people have to suffer, and the way I see it now is the way a lot of the middle class people are now suffering, because in these economic times, people are finding out what it's like to do without and to do with less and to have to make a dollar stretch in a way that we never had to do. When I was young, I remember looking forward to an increase in the minimum wage, and people now are surviving on so much less than that. So I really respect and honor this character and the voice that she gives to people like her, which is a growing population these days.
And I think what's so wonderful about Margaret, too, is that within all of these dire things that keep happening, and because she has no education and the child and everything, she never goes beyond wanting to be a good person. It's always that she wants to stay within being nice. So she never resorts to anything that's illegal or wrong. She plays bingo with the hopes of winning something at bingo. But she never goes outside of the boundary of what she thinks a good person and how a good person lives their life.
It's interesting because as you're watching it, I mean, she's a complicated character. Mm-hmm. And the audience has complicated feelings for her. You don't know whether you like her or not.
Right. Yeah. I think that's probably true about most of the people in the play. I think that's they're complicated people as we are. And that's really, I think, what a good writer does is write a complex personality. I mean, how many of people do you know that you can say that about? Probably most, you know, in your own real life.
That, right.
You know, people make choices for a lot of reasons. And I think that's why, one of the reasons why I've come to theater, because when you walk in somebody else's shoes, it allows you compassion for humanity, because you never really know why people are making decisions. You judge them until you get in their shoes. And it's a constant reminder not to do that.
The character who did make it out of South Boston, out of Southie, is named Mike, and he's married to your character, Alicia, whose name is Kate. And Mike is this guy who got out of the neighborhood and really believes that he earned everything that he has and that luck plays no role. And he marries a beautiful young woman, played by you, who is an African-American woman. And race kind of plays a role in the play, but kind of is, in my view, and I maybe we can all speak to this, is kind of trumped by the issue of class. What's your perspective on these two characters?
I would agree with that. I think she is a very open and caring person, but she absolutely cannot relate to the place where her husband is, where he's born, and she cannot relate to Margaret, but she's very open about finding these things out and trying to make Margaret as comfortable and welcome as she can. So I think she's open to knowing about these things, but there's no way that on that level they can relate. As far as Michael goes, I would agree with that he doesn't believe that anyone was really looking out for him, that he tried the hardest and that everyone else who is left there just didn't apply themselves like he did. But he did marry an established doctor's daughter, you know, and he did have a father who pushed him, you know, to reach higher heights. And so he, I think he's not giving credit where credit is due.
I think also that Kate is complicated, too, because there's indications that Kate really probably didn't want to marry Michael on a lot of levels, that he was an uncomfortable choice for her in some ways. She indicates that there were musicians in her life, or one in particular, that she might have enjoyed being married to more, but her father and her Georgetown upbringing, which is very interesting that the black character in this has the education and has the background given to her and handed to her.
The status.
The status. Mm-hmm. And the white people in this are the ones who are typically Irish South Boston, kind of clawing at each other and staying in one place.
Yeah, and I think those past boyfriends that she mentions very briefly sort of opened a world to her that she was not otherwise going to be exposed to. And I think that sort of lingers. She kind of marries her dad.
Right. Very interesting. And it makes me happy that there is a play. I mean, of course, there are lots of them, but, you know, this particular play addresses class.
Yes.
Because that's sort of the hidden thing that mm-hmm. we don't quite talk about enough.
It's in the elephant in the American living room.
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
We're talking about the play Good People with Janet Davidson, who is the director and producer, Debriana Mancini, and Alicia Downing. So what are some of the challenges of doing this performance? I mean, one of them is the South Boston accent, which you, Debriana, have been studying and mastering. I saw a rehearsal, and you're amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's been fun. I it's not an accent that I have had to use, I don't think, ever in my career. I'm more used to either doing New York or Southern or British, you know, things that are more standard in playwriting. South Boston is not something that is normally in my repertoire, so it was fun. It's a really fun accent, and the more you sink into it, to me, the more the character reveals herself to me in the languaging and the cadences and the choices of words. It's a difficult play, I'm finding, and I think probably most of us are, to memorize, in that when you play, and I've done this before with playing people who are not educated, they repeat words, but they don't mean the same thing to them when they say it. So the underneath part, you as the actor have to know the emotional thread behind what you're saying, because even though you're using the same words, you have a different context in which you're saying them. So normally, well, you know, like a well-educated person uses a different word. Right. It's much easier to memorize. The worst play I think I ever did was Dark of the Moon, when it was set, you know, it's set in the Ozarks, and they really have a limited language scope. So you're constantly going, didn't I just say that? No, and you did just say it. You just meant something different when you said it the last time. So it's
That's fun. Extraordinary.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing. But this is how people talk. And
right.
he's written it how people talk. So.
And this playwright, David Lindsay Abaire, is from South Boston.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's got it.
He says he fashioned a lot of Margaret on his mother.
Very interesting. So it must be, I mean, when you finally get to whether it's somebody's first novel or their 17th play or whatever, that autobiographical material, something deep is certain to come out.
Yeah, you write what you know.
It's interesting because I'm using Rabbit Hole in a class that I'm teaching over at Renaissance. And rereading Rabbit Hole, there's so many indications about what he's about to do in his later play. In Rabbit Hole, he has her fired from Applebee's. Here, she's fired from the dollar store. And it goes on like that with these. I'm just getting to what I really want to write. Even though Rabbit Hole won the Pulitzer, in this play, I think he's gotten to what he really wants to say.
So the play is called Good People, and it opens at Santa Fe Performing Arts this Friday, the 20th of September at 7:30, and there's performances
next
there's
week.
Performances Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 4, and then the following week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday at 4. And on this Sunday, the 22nd, we do have a special performance with a special group of teenagers afterwards, a talkback series. We've invited the peer education group from Planned Parenthood to send their teens, and there's about 8 of them coming, and the Young Fathers of Santa Fe, to get up on stage afterwards and talk about how this relates to teen pregnancy today. Because there is a huge portion of the fact that she sends Mike off and has this baby by herself and then cuts her education off. So we see what happens if you have a child and you do not continue your education.
Right.
And these kids today, New Mexico, it leads the country in teen pregnancy.
Right.
So the children today don't really see, no kid sees into the future. They only see the present. And they can't possibly imagine what the consequences of early pregnancy is in their lives. But it is the number one indicator of poverty for women in America.
And so we hope that sometimes if they go to a play and see what their future could be, they'll say, wow, that could be me, and be a little more careful and pick up some condoms in the lobby.
Yeah,
just have another choice.
Or call one of these peer educators and say, how do we do it? You know, see them around a school and say, I have a problem. Talk to them directly. They're a wonderful group.
Or, you know, and even if it's not just the kids, I mean, I think that the larger audience to understand what happens when a kid gets in trouble, we can't allow them to stop their education. We must help them because it helps the greater whole when everyone is doing better. When you lift all boats, you lift all boats.
That's right. So this play, Good People, is traveling to Albuquerque as well?
Yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And you, Alicia, are from Albuquerque.
Yes.
This is the first play that you've done here in Santa Fe?
First ever.
Yay!
We're so happy to have her here.
We're very happy to have her here, and we're very happy to have all of you here. Adam Harvey plays the character of Michael, and Elena Warren Zachary is also in the play, and Kelly Kiernan and
Stephen Weir
round out the cast. It's a very strong cast. It's a very strong play. And we're just delighted to have you here. Where are you going to be in Albuquerque and when?
We're going to be at the Vortex. We open November 1st. And Alicia, Debriana, Stephen will all be doing it down there. But then we'll be adding some actors from Albuquerque for the other parts.
Excellent. The play is Good People. It's at the Armory for the Arts, Santa Fe Performing Arts. For more information, holdmyticket.com. Also, the number 505-886-1251. Janet Davidson, Debriana Mancini, and Alicia Downing, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Hey, thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.